piping porridge. Here's to the biscuit tot. Here's to the java flowing like lava out of the coffee pot. Here's to the eggs and bacon. Here's to the waffles unique. And here's three rousing cheers for the best meal of the week. For it's Sunday morning, breakfast time, the time all men adore.
Hi, I'm John Jackson.
And I'm Greg Patent.
And
we're the food guys.
A friend of mine was telling me that he has 6 duck breasts in his freezer.
A lucky man.
Well, yeah, he's a duck hunter and eating a lot of ducks. And he says, can you think of a good recipe? And I said, well, you know, I'm going to see Greg tomorrow. I'm sure he'll have something to say. He said, oh, please.
Yeah. Well, it's really quite fortunate because last year, a neighbor of ours gave us 5 mallard ducks.
Oh.
And Dorothy decided that all she wanted from the ducks were the breasts. We felt the ducks, and the legs and the thighs are pretty meager, but the breasts, of course, are very substantial because
they
use it for flying. So Dorothy cut off the 10 half breasts. Then we thought, well, what are we going to do with them? Well, one thing that is really nice to do with a duck breast is a very quick sauté. Heating up some oil.
Yes.
Olive oil is very nice, and you could add a little bit of garlic to it.
Mm-hmm.
Pat the duck breast dry, put it into the hot oil over, say, medium-high heat, and you don't want to cook it more than maybe 2 to 3 minutes on a side, and then you flip it over. It should be rosy in the middle.
Uh-huh.
You do not want to cook a duck breast all the way through, otherwise it's going to get dry. There's no fat there.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to cook it rare to medium rare. And then when it's done, you take it out of the pan, you pour off the excess fat, and then add some wine or water or chicken broth or beef broth, whatever liquid you happen to have, and then reduce it. Boil it down, add a bit of brandy if you want, and then maybe a little pat, a little nugget of butter, which gives the sauce a wonderful silky creamy quality. You do this off the heat. And then when the butter's all melted, taste it, make sure that it's got enough salt and pepper, and then you pour it right over the breast.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to make it fancier, once the duck breast is out of the pan, don't pour out all the fat, but if you happen to have some chanterelle mushrooms or any mushrooms that you've cut up, say a quarter of a pound, and then sauté that in the fat, and then you could add tarragon to it, and you could then deglaze that the same way.
Yeah.
And then add that tiny little bit of butter at the end, and then pour it over, and then sprinkle some fresh parsley or chopped thyme over it. That's the easiest thing.
I like the sound of that. And I had thought, when he first proposed this to me, what to do with these 6 duck breasts, it would be good to make maybe a raised pie. It's a very, very simple little pastry that you're talking about. This is not your flaky pie crust or anything like this. This is 3.5 cups of flour, 3/4 of a cup of lard, 3/4 a cup of water. You actually heat the water and dissolve the lard in it, stirring it. And in a bowl, you make a little hole and pour this hot water with maybe a 1/2 teaspoon of salt or something. Take a spoon and just start stirring in that flour a little bit at a time till you've got a ball. And then you roll it up. And now you've got a nice little piece of dough. Cut off about 1/3 of it to save for the lid. Okay. Then you press this little ball down. And my advice would be to get a large jar, something of that sort that's about 5 inches in diameter on its base, and you press that down on it till you've got, say, about 1/2 inch.
You want your pastry to be 1/2 inch thick?
About 1/2 inch thick on the base, right? And then you start shaping it up around the sides of this jar. Depending on how much flour you've got and so forth, you could bring it up to 5 inches if you wanted, but you don't want it that high, probably. You're making a pastry case. That's what a raised pastry is. It isn't that it's rising or anything. You raise this pastry up and you kind of flatten it around the jar until you get it up to the height you want. Take a little piece of brown paper, a strip of it, which is about the same height, and wrap that around there and tie it with a string. And then you seal that off and let that sit for a little while until it dries out a little bit, and you move the jar out of there and let it set up a little bit. Ultimately, then you can bake this, but first you're going to want to put in those duck breasts.
Okay.
Now, you can, say, chop them up. You could slice them up after they've been sautéed, is what I'm thinking. You see?
Mm-hmm.
And if they're not enough, you could either add some other kind of meat, like a rabbit or something, if you've got something like that. Uh-huh. If not, start adding mushrooms, just as you were saying, the yes. chanterelles. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. But it doesn't necessarily have to be chanterelles. And if that's not enough, start chopping up some potatoes and carrots or whatever.
Well, you're making like a stew.
Yeah, yeah. Yes. You kind of build this mm-hmm. up. And finally, in the meantime, you've rolled out this lid, mm-hmm. put the lid on there, tamp that down, and put the whole thing in the oven at 350 and mm-hmm. bake it for about an hour and a half at the
so
most.
It's brown. A duck pot pie.
Yeah. You're not actually going to eat that case. The
no,
crust,
you are not going to eat that case. And there are a lot of French pâtés that are wrapped in a pastry, and the pastry is really made just to conserve the moisture in the food.
That's right.
And then you would discard that pastry. Another thing that I do is I make a sausage.
Oh, yeah?
Now, duck breast, because it's so lean, will need fat. What we do is we usually take pork. We'll take a fatty cut of pork, and then I will grind it myself at home. And I'll have one part of the ground pork, and then I'll take the lean duck breasts and I'll pass that through the grinder. Mm-hmm. So it'll be one part of each, and then I will season it. You can use just simply salt and pepper, but a dash of cloves, a little bit of allspice. Those
you
seasonings
serve this
go.
As patties or?
I have this mixture that I make patties out of. Uh-huh. And if I get really ambitious, I will get some lamb casings,
I see.
Sheep casings, and then I will make little links, passing them through my sausage stuffer. But the patties are really quite great.
So anyway, Alan, that's something you can do with your duck breast. Just a suggestion, you know, just a suggestion. And if you've got something left over in your freezer, you can do the same thing,
yes,
too.
Yes, you can.
And come back next week for
The Food Guys. Da 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 da